One of the really tragic things about refugees is how easy it is for the children to lose all sense of what the future might hold in store for them. If the future looks bleak, you stop dreaming about how great it could be. So a photographer named Meredith Hutchison went into Syrian refugee camps in Jordan and got girls there thinking again about their future with that familiar question, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Most of the girls in these images have experienced the conflict in Syria, the shelling of their homes and their neighborhoods, and the loss of loved ones, and they have fled as refugees into Jordan.
Hutchison is with the International Rescue Committee, and she doesn't just ask the girls the question. Hutchison listens carefully to the answer and lets them dress up with the clothes and equipment related to the profession of their choice. She then photographs them in the confines of the camp. Take 12-year-old Haja, who wants to be an astronaut.
What I love about her image and what she says is she talks about wanting to be an astronaut because she wants to look at things from a new perspective and discover something that no one has discovered before.
There's also 11-year-old Fatima, who wants to be a doctor and showed Meredith Hutchison what a transformative thing playing that role was for her.
So we went to the local hospital and she put on the white jacket and the stethoscope. From the moment we stepped foot on the hospital campus and she put on that white jacket, she insisted that everyone called her Dr. Fatima. So we'd walk through the halls and she'd introduce herself and say, "Hi, I'm Dr. Fatima. How are you feeling today?"
Other girls wanted to be teachers and architects, policewomen and pilots. The pictures are really poignant, almost as if these girls suddenly recaptured a glimpse of what their future could be. But Hutchison says the other big point is to let young women know they don't have to settle for anyone's idea of what an appropriate job is for a woman. She uses the photographs to spark conversations in the girls' families and in the wider community about how to give the girls the skills they need to achieve their goals and see a future.
For us, it's unethical to work with girls in a way that tells them that they have to limit their aspirations. So this is not about playing pretend. And just to give you an example, one of the mentors we had come to talk with the girls was a Jordanian parliamentarian, a woman, who was a refugee herself and grew up in a refugee camp in Jordan. And now she's a very powerful politician.
The future is still there. Meredith Hutchison is just helping these refugee girls imagine it more easily. You can see some of Hutchison's portraits of these girls. We've got them at PRI.org.